No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 27th day of December. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy, an honor, what a pleasure. Truly, humbly, it is to be here with each and every one of you. And we're winding our way down through the Bible. I cannot believe this. It feels surreal and maybe in this moment a bit anticlimactic, but the tides will turn. Let's jump into the Word today. Today we're reading 2 John chapter 1, and then we will read 3 John chapter 1. Today ends the last day in the New Living Translation, 2 John. This letter is from John the Elder. I am writing to the chosen lady and to her children, whom I love in the truth, as does everyone else who knows the truth, because the truth lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who live in truth and love. How happy I was to meet some of your children and find them living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded. I am writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and He has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. I say this because many deceivers have gone out into the world. They deny that Jesus Christ came in a real body. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked so hard to achieve. Be diligent so that you receive your full reward. Anyone who wanders away from this teaching has no relationship with God. But anyone who remains in the teaching of Christ has a relationship with both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite that person into your home or give any kind of encouragement. Anyone who encourages such people becomes a partner in their evil work. I have much more to say to you, but I don't want to do it with paper and ink, for I hope to visit you soon and talk with you face to face. Then our joy will be complete. Greetings from the children of your sister, chosen by God. 3 John. This letter is from John the Elder. I am writing to Gaius, my dear friend, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Some of the traveling teachers recently returned and made me very happy by telling me about your faithfulness and that you are living according to the truth. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. Dear friend, you are being faithful to God when you care for the traveling teachers who pass through, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church here of your loving friendship. Please continue providing for such teachers in a manner that pleases God. For they are traveling for the Lord, and they accept nothing from people who are not believers. So we ourselves should support them, so that we can be their partners as they teach the truth. I wrote to the church about this, but Diotrephes, who loves to be the leader, refuses to have anything to do with us. When I come, I will report some of the things he is doing and the evil accusations he is making against us. Not only does he refuse to welcome the traveling teachers, he also tells others not to help them, and when they do help, he puts them out of the church. Dear friend, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God. Everyone speaks highly of Demetrius, as does the truth itself. We ourselves can say the same for him, and you know we speak the truth. I have much more to say to you, but I don't want to write it with pen and ink, for I hope to see you soon, and then we will talk face to face. Peace be with you. Your friends here send you their greetings. Please give my personal greetings to each of our friends there. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this week we've had together in your word. Many might be tired, God. Many might be weary, maybe underappreciated, maybe a little empty. After the holidays, there might just be some emptiness. We did so much for so many different reasons and for so many different people, and maybe a lack of gratitude, maybe just not being seen. God, I pray that you would reach every person, fill them up, let them know that they're enough because you're enough and that we belong to you. We let go of all the things we need to let go of to enter into this new week, this final week of the year, this final stretch of being in your word every day in chronological order. We give up all that we can't take with us. We release it to you and lay it at your feet. We love you. We worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, God of love. I pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey guys, it's JJ. I'm calling back in. I just wanted to come on and express my deep, deep gratitude for your prayers for my daughter, Kaden, who has been struggling with spirits of oppression. And thinking that she has gender dysphoria, and we know they are just lies from the devil. Just thank you for the truth that you've spoken over her and into my life, and the deliverance that you are pleading for. It's such an honor and privilege to be on my knees in battle and prayer for all of you, and I'm so humbled and honored to hear these prayers from my daughter, pleading the blood over her. Kristen, aka Christ in Me, just thank you, and Mary from North Carolina, and I join you in prayer for your daughter, and Tilly in Florida, thank you, and KSD, and just all of you who are praying so hard, and I appreciate it, and God is giving me glimpses of hope. I walked in her room yesterday, and she was like, look, I painted my nails, and I know the prayers are working. I know that they are, and I'm so thankful, and I join all of you in prayer. And Lauren, I remember you requesting, you've many kids struggling with different things, and one of them is struggling with an identity crisis, and I'm just pleading the blood over our kids, this generation, Father God, that's struggling so much with identity. Just thank you guys, thank you so much for all you've done, for praying for my girl, and thank you for letting me join you in prayer for all of your requests. Love you, God.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the Davers. I wanted to pray for my sister Kayla, who just made it through the Navy. Congratulations. I'm jumping up and down. I remember when I did, and I remember the challenges of not having too many friends, but knowing that you made it, honey. Oh, grace, glory to God. Lord, we ask you to bless Kayla. We ask you to bless her. Bless her to find a friend who knows Jesus or wants to know Jesus, that they could be partners in this and make it to the top. Father, you continue to strengthen her, continue to guide her. Lord, we ask you to touch Junction Treasure. We ask you to touch those who are going to the hospital for different tests. We ask you to touch those who are going through challenges. We ask you to touch those who are pregnant and the one who is about to have her baby in a few weeks. Father, we just thank you. We ask you to bless those precious babies. Bless them to be healthy. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the Dabbers. I thank you for blessing them. Also, Lord, somebody needs you, Lord. They're on their new job, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll be ever so careful to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you, Father, for blessing Kayla and blessing your people, Lord, on their new job. Oh, Father, in her new career, bless her to make it through in her second MOS phase. And, Lord, we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all.
Good morning again, everyone. It's Susan from Canada called, Jill of Flower calling. Garrett phoned in for prayer for his addiction. And I want to include him and all the folks who are suffering from addiction. And it can be food, it can be work, it can be alcohol or drugs. We can also be addicted to our children, to be, you know, we're always, you know, put them above everything else. So I pray, Lord God, most Heavenly Father, that you would release all of us from whatever we are addicted to and turn this addiction onto you. We want to be addicted to you. We don't want to be addicted to anything else. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to be our strength when we are weak, to be our wisdom, to be our peacekeeper. You know, Lord, sometimes the addicted people, we eat or we use drugs or whatever because we are upset, or we need to learn to turn to you first and not the things of the world. So we pray that you would be our addiction today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.